Welcome back, Blasphemous. Number 97, baby. Three away from the 100.
Wow, that is massive.
Huge.
That is massive.
As you've already heard, he's back, baby.
Yep.
To be fair, I think we've probably only had one episode since, but yeah, Bow's back, baby. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling good. It's good to be back again. Good to be back in the sunburnt country, that's for sure.
Sunburnt? No light at in Vietnam?
Yeah,
no,
it's foggy as hell. You should see it.
Really?
Yeah, it's all the pollution from China, apparently, this time of year.
What's the rating out of 10?
Rating out of 10 out of...
From 10 being good to... fuck, where'd you go? India.
From India to Indo. I'd give it a 6.
Oh, not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, yeah. It's better than being at work.
Yeah, 100%. But as I said, unfortunately, Lola, he's getting fucking crushed by one of the courses he's doing, so he won't be here. Hopefully, we'll get him back next week, but we'll see. So, a bit more lighter on the sporting front than last week when we had to catch up on like a month's worth. But we'll see how we go. Apparently, you've got a lot on your mind. Did you write it down?
I've got some irks. I've written them down.
So, stick around for that at the end, baby, but we'll quickly run through. We've got athletics, the Aussie. Tora Lewis, she stunned the 200 women's field in the Diamond League on debut to the Aussie. She beat the 100-meter champ, Shakara Richardson, who I think also flies over the 200. Just out of there. Olympics year, baby. So one to keep out there. Name on. The golf, Scotty Scheffler, absolutely flying in the golf world. He's won four of his last five events that he's competed in, and the other one he finished second. He's taken home $24.8 million.
Wow, that is...
What's that? 20 rounds of golf.
So that's all right. That's real good.
In 44 days. So that's from like the first tournament to the end of the last tournament.
Wow. So 28 mil.
Month and a half for, 24 mil.
Fuck.
Not a bad little payday.
That's a real good day. Good month.
Might have to start fucking practicing my golf again. I'm late for a bit. And the other big golf one, Live Adelaide, it's on at the moment. Last day today. They got some big crowds at the moment. They're expecting around 100K, which is up from the 75 last year they got. And then Cammy Smith, the Aussie, he's three shots off the lead. I don't know if it's teed off. I assume it's probably teed off. I think he tees off around midday, so that's off. But, yeah. American Brendan Steele's in front, so we'll see how that goes.
Any hole-in-ones at the watering hole yet?
No, I haven't seen it. I don't believe so. I assume you'll have seen it on socials if it's come up.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I don't reckon it won't happen again for a couple of years, I reckon.
Yeah.
That's so lucky, eh? First year.
I watched it again the other day. I was in awe. Wow.
There's been I only saw it briefly. Apparently one of the caddies for the golfers got hit with like a water. I think it was a water bottle I saw. He's all right or something, but he was like, oh.
From this comp.
Like the watering hole, yeah, the watering hole.
Someone threw something at him.
I don't know if he meant to throw it at him.
Oh, right,
I think he just
right.
like they were throwing it and he's just like he's throwing it hard and got hopped on.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they're throwing it. I think they must just, if someone thinks like a good shot or something, they're just like, fuck it, no hole in one. Yeah. Fuck it, we're just like anything good. Comfort on the green, fuck it. Throw them. And then the NFL draft, happened, I think it's finished today, was the last three rounds. But yeah, the first round was on Friday. But the Aussie punter, Tory Taylor. Drafted 122nd overall in the fourth round to the Bears. Also meant he is the second highest drafted punter since 2012. So should have fucking, we'll see how he goes. Another Aussie punter. Boxing, did you see the Ryan Garcia last week?
I seen like a highlight or two, maybe.
Did you see him before the fight?
No, see, I heard so many stories about he was losing the plot and all this. Like, everyone was telling me I don't follow either of them.
I said, I didn't see too, like I said, I saw most of the fucking, like you saw the headlines. Apparently he was like exposing California and Hollywood for like child predators and all this bullshit his head, telling like he was drinking every night or some bullshit. But he ended up winning, so. And then he came out post fight. I think it was a podcast he was on. He was like, oh yeah, I just done it up or some bullshit.
I've seen that. And I've seen his post fight interview as well. And he was just like, yeah, everyone was doubting me and all that. But
it's like, he came in overweight on the scales, but.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, he had to pay $1.5 million to Haney. Because they've had a bet. He was like, oh, you're going to be overweight. And like the press of the day before, he's like, you're going to be overweight. He goes, bet. So he goes, 500K for every pound of overweight. And he was 3 pounds overweight. So quick little, fuck, that's the quickest way to lose $1.5 million.
Jesus, whoops.
So yeah, he had that. He sculled a beer at the weigh-in, but it was apparently apple juice and sparkling water. So, but yeah, he was pretty crazy. He ended up winning. Decision in the end. He knocked down Haney fucking like 3-4 times in the end. So Devin, no title loss, but Haney's first loss. We'll see what those two do next. Timmy Zhu. Fuck me. Timmy Zhu is going to fight within months. When did it say? I think in June? Virgil Ortiz Jr. He's on the undercard of the Terrence Crawford, which I think was June or July maybe. So we'll see there. Virgil, he was fighting this weekend, so he had to come through uninjured too, which probably today actually, I don't know. Fuck it, we'll see how Timmy goes. But anyway, his brother, did you see his fight?
Nah, I think I might have seen something, but I haven't got to watch that much of it.
I didn't, did I watch highlights? No, I don't think I did. I just was following it. He ended up winning. He fought Wednesday night. He's 9-0 now. He beat him unanimous decision. I think it was like big.
Yeah,
like 100, like domination.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, shaky. Old mate was fucking bang. Banged up, done. We'll see where Nikita goes next. And then I haven't got too much. Oh, the USC I'll talk because the Aussie's on next weekend.
Oh, nice.
For the flyweight title.
Yep. Did you just cover 300 when I was away?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Have you got anything on it?
No, I missed it. I was in Vietnam. And
you didn't watch any?
No one knows what the UFC is over there. So
have you seen the highlights at least?
I've seen, most of the highlights. Fuck, now, yeah.
Max Holloway one.
Max Holloway was just, fuck. I'm spilling, I missed that.
The boys would have been up and about at Mary.
I know.
But yeah, UFC 301 next week. The Aussie is in the main event against Pantoja for flyweight title. And then breaking news that I just found out about. You want to talk about
it? Yeah, well, big news coming out of Warrior World, Belmont. Conan Campbell and Cameron Catania.
Oh,
a couple of big C's there.
Has Cone got a nickname yet?
Not. We're trying to think of a nickname and a walkout song.
Ooh, hasn't got a walkout song yet.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been tossed around. He wants an Aussie classic, I think. An Aussie pub banger classic.
Like from an Aussie band or just an Aussie pub classic?
Like just an Aussie pub classic, I think. He was going through some yesterday. Hell's Bells, AC/DC is my pick.
Ooh.
But but 5 weeks camp started. So down in Wollongong. I think it's Wollongong Warriors. That's
the other gym.
No, that's like the fight club.
The venue,
Wollongong Warriors. Volk used to fight on under them.
Will Volk be there, you reckon?
Oh, maybe. So, stay tuned.
Would he have open favourite, you reckon? Early March?
I'm going to give him the favourite. I'll give him. We don't know who he's fighting yet, but he's fighting the 77 kilo weight class. So he's going to be fighting a big boy.
What's he?
He weighs about 83. He wanted to try and cut to 70 and get in that one, so he'd have a bit of dominance, but he's called it up. Nah, he wants the big boys, 77 kilos. Same weight class as Frack. Frack's a
big boy.
Big boy.
So who's Frack fighting?
Don't know. We only got called last night, so this is
all Frack.
These are like the first people, breaking news. Like no one else but by me and going to talk about it.
There you go, baby.
Yeah.
Wollongong, 5 weeks, baby, be there. The cricket, not too, just the IPL sort of stuff. We had Travis Head and Fraser McGurk went off in the game. They played against each other. Travis Head, 89 off 32, 15, 16 balls, but not to be outdone. Jakey McGurk got an 18 ball, 65, and his 50 came off 15 balls. He also done it like last night too, so he had another 50 off 15 balls. It's his third half century in 5 games. He's fucking flying. He's like a 20-year-old kid killing it over there. And those 15-ball half centuries are the second quickest by an Aussie in T20 cricket, and they've done it twice. So he looks like he'll be picked for the T20 World Cup, which I think's this year as well. Fucking big year on the sporting front, baby. And then the other Aussies, actually, a few of them are struggling. Warner got dropped by his team. Punter, Ricky Ponting was the captain. And then Maxi stepped away because he was struggling. He was bowling all right, batting couldn't fucking deliver. Big Puppy Stoyan was struggling, but he hit a ton to seal his team through to victory. And the last thing on the IPL, just fucking runs for fun. 5 of the 6 highest team totals in history have occurred this season. Scoring rate for the last 2 years has been 9.42 and 8.99. Next best was 8.64, and that's due to this player impact rule. Similar to what the Big Bash done a couple of years ago with the X Factor. Few of the players and ex-players aren't happy with it. Fuck, who gives a fuck? Runs, baby. That's all cricket wants. Runs. the basketball. Not too much. The playoffs are obviously on. None of the series have wrapped up. Lakers possible. Oh, no, Lakers look like they might stay alive, baby.
Really? They were down 3-0.
They're down 3-0 at the moment. Yep. Game four today. They're up by 12 with 3 minutes left, so they should get that done.
Yeah, okay.
They have been choking. Who's your pick for the final? Or the
Mate, I haven't even had a look. I only know the Nuggets and Lakers have been playing. Who else?
Is there a
Were the Heat playing?
Heat are playing Celtics.
But Jimmy got injured.
Yeah, I don't know. Did Jimmy play today? They got pumped today, the Heat. Jimmy's been in it. Has he played yet? Jimmy. No, it doesn't look like it. Patty's on the Heat, though.
Ooh.
But, fuck, can I get a schedule? I think I had a schedule last fucking week. Bro.
Who's your pick? Have you got a...
I think I went... Actually, we didn't actually have picks. We just done the series.
Yeah.
But if I was to... Lawler, we don't know. I can tell you Lawler's picking the Celtics. That's his team.
Yeah.
So you got the Celtics, Heat, Cavs, Magic, Bucks, Pacers, Knicks, 76ers on one side, and then Thunder, Pelicans, Clippers, Mavs, T-Wolves, Suns, Nuggets, Lakers.
The 76ers.
Giddy? They're in a nice Giddy's Thunder.
Thunder.
They are the one seed.
They're looking good. I've been saying that. Yeah, actually, Shai, you reckon he'll get MVP?
I was talking to Law about it yesterday on the way to footy. He reckons Jokic is like running, like basically got it. Apparently he's like $1.03 or something for
it. Yeah, right.
Before they closed it. But I would give it to Shai. I reckon Shai was killing. Stud. But yeah, Law's going to Celtics. You sticking with the Thunder?
I might go to Thunder.
Fuck, I don't know who.
Get our boy over the line, Giddy.
I would have picked the Lakers, but they're definitely not getting out of the first round now.
Yeah.
Oh, do I do a bit of Tommy Dev? Do I go with these T-Wolves?
Ooh.
T-Wolves up 3-0 than the Suns. Oh, fuck, dude. You know what? No, I can't do. Fuck it. I'll go the Thunder as well, actually. Giddy. We'll go the Aussie. Giddy boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, a few series will look like they'll wrap up in the next couple of days. Thunder up 3-0. T-Wolves up 3-0.
Wow.
Nuggets, they'll be up 3-1 likely. That you'd assume they wrap it up back in Mile High. And a few others. Probably the best series at the moment. Cavs, Magic. No real big names in that series, though. Knicks 76 has been too bad. But fucking next week, baby, a couple of series will wrap up and we'll get into it. Fucking flying through. We're going to the NRL. Do you see the Jack Hetherington and Reid Mahoney in the tunnel?
I did.
Fucking weird as fuck.
Well, I thought, was Reid looking at him? Yeah, it looks like he had his head down and...
It looked like Hetherington was joking, but...
Yeah, jumping around and then gave him a bit and I wish they got into it. I wish
Who are you backing?
Mahoney, for sure.
Yeah. Dog.
Dog.
I think, what do you end up, Jack? Yeah, Jack Hetherington copped the one match ban for it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Bit harsh.
Like, come on, the boys are having a bit of fun.
And then another little pushy shove at the Knights. Jackson Hastings and English import Will Price apparently at training.
Oh, really?
Jacko Hastings.
Hastings doesn't make friends, does he?
I wonder if he's just a shit bloke or he's just like coincidence. Like, this is like the third or fourth time.
Yeah, fuck.
Is he just one of those blokes you either love or hate him?
Yeah, I don't know. What's he trying to do? Run the team?
Fuck.
Oh, I actually seen Cogger yesterday at the shops.
Ooh.
And I was having a chat to him and I didn't know if he'd been in this week or not. And Nelly said to him, I've got a week off or something, mate. Like, what are you doing? You're not playing at home this week. And I didn't say anything, but he has been dropped.
Yeah, he got dropped.
I think maybe they should talk about dropping Hastings.
I think they did. They drop
Hastings? They dropped him a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
And then apparently he was pretty good. They asked him to train with reserve grade or something, and he was like, fuck you, and went home.
I heard that, but then I heard that was bullshit. Someone was like, that was bullshit. Right. They should drop fucking Tyson Gamble, the bum. fuck, I'll see if Cogger played. Surely he played New South Wales Cup then. See how his stats were.
He was doing some renos on his house yesterday with his missus.
What suburbs are you in? Or you don't
White Bridge. Out near Redhead and stuff.
Yeah, near the beach.
Yeah, near the beach.
Where is it? See if he played. Where are the Knights? Oh, no, they're playing today at Newcastle.
Are they playing at Newcastle today?
Newcastle Permanent Centre of Excellence.
Oh.
Which, I don't know where the fuck that is. I assume it's not McDonald Jones, otherwise I'd say it. But who? Yeah, he's playing halfback against the Bunnies. Assume they win. Matt Croker got dropped too. Spewing. Croaks, podcast legend. Dolphins, they're shaving as the favourite to head over to Vegas. We talked a little bit about it last week. Because the NRL likes to send a Queensland team. Titans and Broncos didn't want to go. Cowboys withdrew. So it looks like it'll be Dolphins, Penrith, Storm, possibly Waz too.
Yep. Good crew.
Would you be tempted to go to Vegas?
Oh, look, if
if it comes up.
If it comes up and money isn't an issue by then, yeah, for sure. I'd love to go to Vegas for a couple of days. Well, is it a week or something, isn't it?
It's only,
it's 2 nights.
It's one, yeah. Well, Vegas happens in one day, but you'd go for the weekend.
You'd go for the...
Like, I think they play... Well, it's Sunday our time, but I think it's Saturday their time, like Saturday night.
So yeah. Wait, they got... Oh, two games on Saturday night.
Yeah, two games on Saturday night, which is Sunday our time.
Yeah.
Maybe we save up and that's where we go next year.
For the punter's trip, but we start getting some decent wins.
Fuck, we are struggling. Lawler's finally tapped out. He had, 3 weeks in a row? 2 weeks and then...
He's handed it over.
No, he lost. No, winners this week, yeah. He had Reece Walsh last night and Reece Walsh into Taylor May. Reece Walsh scored two. Taylor May, no good. Taylor May can't fucking score a try to save himself, the dog. So, move on. We'll see. We finally got money, but...
Yeah, I don't even have a look at my bets from last night, actually.
Yeah, I think... Actually, I hit Pappy on Anzac Day. I was fucking so tired. Came home, had a quick hour nap, and, woke up. I was like, I needed Jerome Hughes to score as well for a multi. Didn't hit.
I needed... I had a good one the other day. Hughes... Pappy... Maybe, I can't remember, but I just needed Hughes and, here it is. Pappy, Xavier, Coates, Hughes. And Hughes let me down.
Jerome, letting the fucking boys down.
That would have been a nice one too.
The Seagulls, they're terminating Josh Schuster's contract with a payout plan for the next 3 years. Talk was it was going to be 200K. Oh, I think it is going to be 200K across 3 seasons. But, it might be closer to a mil, sorry. So it was going to be talked about 600K for 3 years, but they reckon it's going to be closer to a mil for him not to play at the club. So interesting. Big fall from grace there for Josh Schuster.
Wow.
Talked about Origin, I think, a year or two ago.
Yeah. No one else wants him? No one's picking him up?
Apparently not. I was talking Super League, which is fucking huge. To go from, I think Manly offered him, an 800K contract a year, and now he can't even get a gig. We'll see. Hopefully he'll come back, but I don't know. The Sharkies, a couple from them. Dale Finucane, tough guy. He's forced to medically retire, unfortunately, due to concussions.
Yeah.
Fuck, his body looked wrecked too.
Yeah. You're going to miss him running out the tunnel.
At full speed. Fuck. How old do you reckon he is?
Finucane, 34?
I was thinking 32-ish. Yeah, 32.
Wow.
91. Fuck. 32 to retire. I guess that's probably what...
You don't want to be getting taking hit ups every week at 32.
Can you respect the fucking forwards who play 300 games?
Oh,
Jeremy Hargraves.
How old is he?
I think he's 36.
Oh my god.
All right, yeah, maybe 30. What is he? 35.
35.
Yeah, 300 games in the front row. fuck me. Fuck that. And then the other one. Old Tricky Trindle, Braden Trindle. You see him? No. DUI.
No way.
So after the Sharks punt the Cowboys, don't talk about it. Cowboys suck. We played close last night though. But yeah, Braden Trindle. They went to Toby Rudolph's house after the victory, celebrate Barbie. And yeah, apparently got pulled over, failed the initial roadside. And then he also had an expired license. And then got taken back to the station and blew .124.
0.124.
Yeah.
Wow. So he was over the limit.
And it was I think it was at 9 or 10 a.m. the next morning. Monday morning.
So he'd been up. He'd been up going. And
so I don't know what the fuck he was doing. And I don't know why as an NRL player, especially at that
not
time.
Not getting a...
Uber.
Yeah, chauffeur.
Or someone's... Surely someone will pick you up.
Yeah.
Especially at fucking 9, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Everyone's back either are still awake. No one's in bed, yeah.
Surely if you're, you could ring your club. Hey, look, Sharks, I'm fucking over the limit. I need to get home, now.
Yeah.
Can you send someone?
Yeah.
Or I'm driving home pissed.
Oh, yeah. So, has he been stood down or anything? Or?
Yeah, just this week. He didn't get picked this week.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's,
That's high range. That's.
No jail time, but would it just be fucking a year's probably license? Yeah, have to blow into the machine?
Blow in the machine for 5 years or something.
Fuck that, eh? That's gonna be the worst thing. Biggest inconvenience.
Oh, and it costs money to get it fixed up. You got to get it fixed up every month or something.
Oh, really?
They come and recalibrate it and shit. Oh.
One of the boys was telling me their car didn't start because they blew over because of toothpaste. I think toothpaste has.
There's a little bit of something.
Yeah, I think there's like a little bit of fuck whatever it is in like toothpaste. So they couldn't go to work or whatever for a bit because like this toothpaste had them. Because are you meant to be zero or can you still be under 0.5?
No, you got to be 0.
Oh, you got to be 0.
Okay. You got to be 0, yeah.
Fuck, that sucks, eh? Yeah. Imagine that brushing your teeth, you go, fuck, you're like, you're late for work.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the guys in our Oztag team, I won't name any names, he just drinks pure blonde like crazy. You know who I'm talking about.
Legend.
When he had his in his car, he used to come out some mornings and still be over. So he'd blow in, he'd know he was over. So he used to brush his teeth, 2 cups of water, and a run around the block. And that would fix it every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Get fucked. There's a couple of us in the AFL team who have got it. Or, oh, no, I think just one. One's left. But, yeah, they've, like, fucked. I couldn't imagine anything worse.
Oh, what a hassle.
Is it only, what, if you get done low range, do you have it?
I don't know about low range.
Fuck.
I don't think so.
That'd be so shit, eh? Yeah, like, you're just over the limit and you've got, like, 3 months with it.
Imagine that. No longies on the way home from work. No. That would be a killer. I'd have to get a new job, I reckon. I'd quit.
I'm quitting till I end it. I'm going to work at a pub.
Yeah.
And then a crazy fucking... In the Newcastle Rugby League comp, I don't know if you've seen too many of the rumours with Blake Ferguson.
Nah.
Yeah, and he's playing for... Or he was playing for the Kari Kari Bulldogs. But contract torn up after one game due to off-field issues. These are reportedly, they're not confirmed. These are just rumours I've read. Reportedly, he sent nudes to the 16-year-old stepdaughter of a teammate. And he tried to sell the loan car they gave him in his hometown of Wellington. Look, the first bit, not funny. Second bit, fucking hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Fergie
what? What's he doing?
Like a 16-year-old? Why the fuck are you messaging a 16-year-old?
Surely you can do a little bit better than that. Like
Fergo. Like, fuck, I don't know why we keep going back to ages, but he's got to be 34.
Yeah.
Like, fuck me. What is he? Yeah, 34.
Wow.
Like, talking.
Oh, my God. Talking to 16. And it's a teammate's stepdaughter.
Yeah, like,
that's
do you reckon he knew she was 16 or just saw, like, she came to a game and goes, oh, my God, she's good looking.
Yeah, maybe. Got her Snapchat or something, did he? That's
even worse. Oh. If he's messaging fuck, actually, oh, we'll talk about it because it's like, how old is too old to be messaging birds on Snapchat?
Oh,
or is it never?
No, I'm past it. We've passed it, I reckon. I reckon you don't. I reckon, like...
I was never a big Snapchat guy, so I couldn't hear a comment on it. But I've seen some people...
I only use it to talk to the boys.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Send videos in. But I reckon, like, 20 to 22 is, like... 22, you're pushing it. And then you don't talk to it. Not on Snapchat. Jeez.
Like...
Unless it's maybe your missus or something. Whatever.
But surely you're just fucking texting
just text. But, like, I understand it's like you can see each other's face and that, but...
Just FaceTime.
Yeah, just FaceTime or something, yeah. Don't be trying to chat up chicks and tune chicks on Snapchat.
Fuck. If a chick says she'll only give you Snapchat, but are you taking it?
Oh, for sure.
Fuck, how old's... Sure. Oh, okay, we'll go the opposite side. How old's too old for a girl to be talking on Snapchat? Same?
No, they can talk as long as they want.
40.
Yeah, I don't care.
There you go, baby. A couple of legal issues in the NRL. We had Junior Amone, the former Dragons player. He believed he was the victim of a stitch-up. His lawyer, was raising questions about the identification of him being confirmed as the bloke who stabbed it. CCTV footage showed him running away. Do you want to give the reason why the lawyer said he was running away from the scene?
Scared of blood or something.
No, he's a professional athlete. He was just going for a run.
That's... I just happened to be running past a crime scene.
The CCTV is like him in like jeans, like fucking Vans or whatever he's wearing. It's like,
oh,
why the fuck would he be going on a run? So it didn't end up working for him. He was unsuccessful, so I don't know if he's going to keep trying.
Did you hear the story about the Doggies player that's trying to sue the Dogs for $4 million?
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. Yeah. Crazy.
Where did he get $4 million from?
Because he...
Pick a number out of
the... Nah, I read it. Apparently he was like... fuck, I don't know how old he is. He'd be like 24 or something. Him and his lawyer came up with, they're like, he's lost out on a 10-year NRL career from now, and he would have got roughly 400K a year for that 10 years. So that's where they got 4 mil from.
What, so he's lost out because they sacked him?
Well, I don't know if they sacked him or released him. And yeah, then, right. Like, I don't think any other clubs really, because he's got these issues.
Yeah, he's just a problem.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, righto.
I've been reading, actually, I'll get the article up too, but mil. Yeah. I don't reckon he'll get it. But yeah, he copped it. He's suing for, what is it, unlawful corporal punishment. Because he arrived late due to a miscommunication.
Had to wrestle everyone.
Yeah, he reckons that. And then, who was it? Sydney Morning Herald posted an article and, fucking hell, this is, they talked about another Doggies player who, Braden Burns, he'd done something similar when he was at the Dogs. He had to wrestle, but he didn't care. But these were this article. So, what were some of the other, so this was just current and former players anonymously talked about their punishments they had to suffer. At one club, a transgression that a player had, he was made to run naked through a tunnel of teammates who slapped and spanked him. Another player was forced to clean the gear steward's van and eat hot chili peppers. Another player was ordered by the head coach to run back to the team headquarters from their training facility or whatever while the other teammates got the bus. And then there's other ones like players were forced to shave their head, dye their hair, and wear a suit to training every day.
That's play just, on. Play on, I reckon. That is your coach. You're part of the team.
Out of those punishments I just mentioned, what one do you let? Would you let? Oh, there's no way I'd want to do the naked shit.
The naked run through the tunnel would be heavy ass. It'd be like 20 blokes whiffing your ass as you come through. Yeah, nah.
So you had the naked run through the boys, clean the gear van.
Yeah, that would suck too.
Eat hot chilies.
Oh, yeah.
That's only like 10 minutes of pain.
Yeah, that's all right. Eating hot chilies. And then, like cleaning the van, like you're late and you're fucking around at training. That's fair enough.
Or then you had the running from the training facility.
Yeah, that would suck too. Especially all the boys on the bus just slapping on the window. Probably throwing shit at you.
Just fucking with a case. Yeah. But yeah, there's a ton. There's just, yeah. If you want to check it out, the Sydney Morning Herald, you know, fucking search the article. There's heaps of fucking.
Is this all from the Dogs?
Nah, it was just like anonymous players.
Yeah. Okay.
They didn't want to throw the club under the bus.
Yeah.
Like, there's fuck. To be fair, it probably happens now.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, there'd be so much weird shit that people just don't understand.
Yeah. It's all behind closed doors. You don't hear of it. Yeah.
And the only other thing I had about the Taupany thing was just because, like, it's big in the news because that, I don't know if you've seen it. It was a while ago. A Manly bloke, Tipmus, he had a trial recently. He died after training, Manly training session like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah. Right.
And then it went to court because I think his family was suing Manly because it was like a real tough session. So I think like that was like, I was like, fuck, that's rough on the, like it's a bad look for the NRL. You got a player who died. And now you got a bloke suing like for 4 mil because he's not happy with the punishment.
Yeah.
We'll see how he goes, but another newie one. Ponga out for 12 weeks.
Oh, he's like 12 weeks.
12 weeks. Wow. So yeah, suffered a Lisfranc foot injury. Copping it in the media the Knights for playing him. Should he have played last week?
He didn't look good. He looked like he was hurting a lot.
I know, it's a fresh injury, but it's the weird thing.
Yeah,
but then again,
you don't know. You don't know.
Was he because he was compensating because his hip was fucked? So he's like compensating and then he stepped wrong because his weight's not right.
So what he's done his foot as well.
Yeah, so he hurt his hip last week, played on it, got through like 2 weeks ago, then played last week with a dodgy as fuck. And then, yeah, he's come out, he's broke his foot or whatever. I think like a Lisfranc's like the middle of the foot sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
So it's like
right.
A really hard fucking thing to like cover from and shit like that.
12 weeks.
Yeah, out for Origin. Good for the Blues.
Oh, wow.
But now it's just going to be...
Reece Walsh.
Would have been, yeah. Who would you have picked before he got injured? Ponga or Walsh? Ponga off the Dally M this year.
True. I feel like Reece Walsh is getting better, though. He's so good. He's just getting better and better. Now he's got that new scar under his eye. He looks like a bit of a hot boy, doesn't he? Looks like Mufasa.
Scars get cheeks, baby.
Yeah.
All
right, yeah. Well, now it's confirmed, eh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Reece Walsh, baby. And then a couple of little transfer talks from the NRL. We had Corey Parker, believe Jerome Hughes wants to go home to be with his family, but he came out on his podcast with Munster and Pappy, so that's not true.
Yeah.
Joey Manu could be in the NRL, back to the NRL as early as round 12 of next season, because the rugby season or whatever he's fucking in only goes till then anyway. And there's talk Teddy could retire at the end of next season, 2025, which would be interesting.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he plays for Origin, actually, for the Blues?
This year?
Yeah.
Who else do you put back there? You got Edwards.
Turbo Edwards. Terrell.
Oh, I haven't caught too many of the Roosters games. How's he been?
He killed it the first few rounds, then he got like a bad... Did he have an injury? Or just... He had a concussion for sure. I don't know if he got injured as well. But he had like a concussion. He hasn't come back for a bit.
Yeah. I've seen him get that concussion.
But then he played... Actually, he had to go on Anzac. I can't remember. They pumped him, so I don't know.
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
Ooh.
I think they'll pick him, but...
Yeah, I think so. Maybe...
Dill Edwards, is it his time finally?
Yeah. How old is Edwards?
I think he's probably 26... Maybe 27. Yep. I feel like he's a year older than Cleary. Cleary's what, 20? Oh, he's 28. There you go.
Yeah. So you don't want to, like, you know, not get him in
maybe
there.
Maybe we go even younger and get Jareem. The Dream.
Jareem the Dream.
I wonder if he's actually, he might not be. Oh, no, he's Kiwi. Fuck.
Is he Kiwi?
Born in Auckland.
Was that original?
Oh, his father's Indigenous Australian and Fijian. But he also has New Zealand and Samoan heritage.
Wow.
Oh, he's probably a Queenslander anyway. He relocated to Australia at 13, but went to a school in Queensland. So, fuck Dream.
Fuck him.
Change of eligibility. what else did I have? We had Taruva. Go on the Tigers.
Yeah, actually.
Huge for the...
Huge. They're getting some players.
On the rise.
I could see him going all right in maybe the next couple of years. Lockie Galvin, mate. I love Lockie Galvin. I'm his biggest fan.
Next Benji?
The next Benji, surely.
Where are they on the ladder? They're obviously not last. Let's have a quick squeeze. 14th. Game in hand, though, on a few of the teams.
Yeah.
6 points, not bad. 2 wins. Oh, no, they've had a bye. Yeah.
Two
wins from 6. No, what is it? 2 wins from 7, sorry. Happy with that? They haven't looked too bad either.
They haven't looked too bad.
Are you happy with Taruva?
Yep, I'm happy with that. Because we're losing Talao, aren't we? I think Tommy Talao's...
No, he's already out Manly.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's already out Manly. You have Staines.
I hope he sits on the bench.
Actually, I don't even know who you have a fucking winger.
Actually, he did score 2 late tries yesterday, but...
Charlie. The Forbes Ferrari. But yeah, Taruva, he got dropped from the... Oh, he got left out of the Cowboys game last night because Ivan Cleary said it was the emotional toll of the negotiations, so... I don't know. We'll see how it goes coming back. The Dolphins, they've swooped in and secured the services of the Cowboys man, Finafuiaki, on a 3-year deal. Came on the back of the Cowboys re-signing Lukey till the end of 2029. So, to be fair, as a Cowboys fan, I'd prefer Lukey over Finafuiaki. It's a little bit disappointing from what I've seen. And then Spewing Law's not here because the Warriors, they signed the man, the myth, the legend, Jet Cleary, baby.
Yeah, I did hear that. That's good.
Jet Cleary, baby. Get him in the NRL now.
Yeah.
So we'll see how he goes, young buck.
At the fucking Warriors, that is...
Shuts up all the haters who said he won't make it.
Yeah.
On the TikTok and all that. Fuck you, is Jet Cleary. The next big thing. He's maybe pick him in Origin this year. 5'8", Clearys. Do they lead us back to the promised land?
When's he play? He's not playing, yeah?
Nah, I think he got signed, from next year onwards.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I thought he could have left now, because I don't think...
Where is he?
I got no idea. I didn't think he was contracted, but he might be on, like, a development contract, maybe, with Penrith.
Yeah,
he signed a 3-year deal.
And Cleary didn't want to keep him? Ivan didn't want to keep him?
Yeah, I assume not, because they got, obviously, Nathan, and then they got this kid from the country, Jack Cole, who's apparently a gun as well. Plus, they got Dane Laurie, who played all right at 5'8 last year. And Brad Schneider, baby.
Yeah.
Get Cogger back.
I thought they would have kept the little fam together, the Clearys. Wow, that's crazy, but...
To be fair, it was probably Jet, like, fuck this, I want to go have a crack somewhere and get a, like, real go.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, like, if he gets into that team, it's just like he's going to cop so much shit. It's like, you shouldn't be there. Your fucking brother's the halfback and your dad's the coach, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
And then the last one I had was South Sydney. They signed English halfback Lewis Dodd, likely ending the South Sydney career of Lachie Ilias. But apparently, Lockie's got a few little suitors around the NRL. Doggies at the top of the list, so we'll see how that goes. And a few headlines over this round that happened. The Titans, they got their first win over the Wars on Anzac Day.
I picked them too. I said, really? The boys were talking about the footy over the weekend, and I said the Titans were due this weekend. And Tommy needed to put a big multi on for his punt club, and I told him, and he didn't want to listen to me.
Really?
The last couple of weeks, they've been looking good. Like, they've been so close.
I thought they were going to get blown out, eh? Because it was like the first Anzac game the Wars have had in New Zealand. I was like, they'll be up for it. And then I thought the Titans have looked good last 2 weeks. Surely they'll have like a down.
Yeah,
a down game, but fuck yeah, that's a very good pick. Yeah. They would have been like $4.
I think they were like $3.80 or something. Yeah, like look.
But and then a few little suspensions over the week. Tane Mill, I don't know if he's the biggest grub or just dumb as fucking rocks. Do you see the tackle?
No, I didn't.
It was like it was legit like 30 seconds left. Oh, was it 30? It was either 30 seconds left or he came on with 30 seconds left. Anyway. Two of his boys are holding up Munster, like his Munster's on 2 feet. Tane Mill just comes in and just dives at his legs, takes out like around probably just above the ankle height, just dives at him. I'm like, are you fucking stupid? So he got Sim in and then copped 2 weeks for it. Just fucking dumb. So I don't know. Yeah, he's got some fucking terrible tackles in his life.
Yeah,
he's had a couple high shots. DCE and Olakau'atu both facing 2 week suspensions for their tackle on Sean Lane. Did you see that one?
Nah.
Drilled fucking.
DCE.
Yeah. I thought it was more DCE's fault, to be fair. Olakau'atu got Sim in game day, but they both copped it for it. I thought it was more Cherry. Because they went in, Olakau'atu's got him, and then Cherry Evans went like a little quick flick of the legs. And then Olakau'atu sort of picked him up from there and drove him.
I might have seen it actually.
It was a bad look, but fuck. I thought DCE was on the other end.
Yep.
Also pissed me off because I had Olakau'atu for the first time and he must have catch team. Got sent off with like fucking 3 minutes into the game. I go, fuck, this is shit. And then Mike Acevo, he scored a hattie, but then undone his good work late in the game because he dropped an elbow onto Ruben Garrick's face, I think.
Oh.
Not good. I don't think he copped a suspension, but I don't think
HIA for Garrick, how you went off?
No, I don't think so. It was like a soft elbow. Like Garrick was already on the ground. He sort of just went like that and then done it again. Right. And then your boy. Fine out in the Tigers game. What was he doing? On the
who?
The bloke who got Sim in? Did you see it? I think it was in the first half.
I can't remember. I was watching it last night.
The back row of Fine out.
Yeah.
I don't know if he just didn't realise or he just done it on purpose.
Yeah.
It very clearly was caught in goal and he laid a tackle.
That was
tackle.
The worst kick ever. I don't know what he was going for and... He laid him out. I was watching it with Connor and I was going, what was that?
Oh, it was a textbook tackle. Just a shame.
It was a textbook tackle, yeah.
Just a shame that you're not allowed to fucking do it. And then the other big talking point out of it, how was Appy's a no try?
Oh, mate. I couldn't believe it. They took that off him. What was wrong with it?
We were watching at the like bolo and we're like, oh, fuck yes, Appy's just scored. Yeah. How good. And then we saw him go to the video ref. I go, what the fuck was that? He went from straight from dummy half. And then couldn't quite hear it, but we just saw the disallow. We're going, how? And then they'll show him replays. And he lost it like...
Oh.
He didn't even lose it, I don't reckon. It was just like, slow-mo.
It's a slam down. Like, yeah.
Tigers robbed. They would have won the game if that counted.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah. That's the NRL, baby. That's fucking sport. And then we'll fucking... Some thoughts. You want to kick us off? What you got?
I got some, what are they? Irks.
While you're over in Vietnam?
Yeah, I was just traveling and, you know, some things just weren't the best. Where is it? I got it under here as things that irk me.
Great segment.
All right. Yeah. What do I want them all? No, I won't read them all out. We'll
just read a couple and just
I'll read my first two, all right? Snake lines. So, you know, like, at the airport when you're like in the line
like that
and then you come back down. It's just when you come past the same people and then you're like lined up again and they're like right there and you're like, oh yeah. And then you like come back around and then you're back next to each other again and you're like, fucking hell. I actually hate it.
That's just a head down in the phone.
Yeah, head down in the phone. I got my earphones in, I'm on my phone, I'm not looking at anyone.
How would you like them to line? Just one big straight line.
Yeah, one big straight line all the way out the back. I don't know. Move it faster. The airports are useless.
Can't. I haven't been to an airport for that long, though. They're useless. Can't.
They're like slow. There's people everywhere. There's one person up there going, stamp, like looking around.
Was it an early flight or like what time was the flight?
On the way there, it was It was an early flight. It was, we left Sydney at like 8 o'clock or something.
Ooh, okay. And then, was it still bad?
No, it was okay in the morning. Okay. It was all right. That was a big day. Left here at like 5 in the morning and didn't get to our hotel till like 10 o'clock that night.
Ooh.
So it was a huge day. And then we did like the in-between trips, like a few in-between, like hour and a half flights all through Vietnam. It was shit out. Every time I walked into the airport, I just go, fuck's sake.
Can we just get a fucking car?
Yeah, I know. And then on the way home too, we had one night delays everywhere, into the plane, on the tarmac, back off. Like, it was horrible. And
snake lines, no good.
Snake lines. Get rid of them. Snake lines and just airports in general, but snake lines. I got immigration, the airport immigration desk, they're useless. And parkour.
Parkour.
They love it over there.
Vietnamese.
They're running up the wall, thinking they're Spider-Man. Like, get it away from me. I don't want to see you at that shit. Like, the guys on top of the buildings, jumping across the buildings.
Yeah.
You're just asking for
something bad
for a big cleanup down on the road. No one wants to deal with that.
Would not have picked that Vietnam, big parkour people.
Oh man, I was seeing a lot of it. I was wigging out. I don't know what was going on. It's a bit of a craze going. It's like 2012 over here, but it's just in there.
Just walking down the street, you see.
Yeah, I'll like go. A prick what's going on? Cut it out.
So that all for this week?
I'll say we've got a couple of good episodes coming up. So,
the couple from me. I don't know if you've seen this clip on it came up on my TikTok, but fuck knows if it's apparently blind football is a thing. I don't know what countries are playing it, but they put blindfolds on. But the best thing is, I don't know if there's ever
bit of a nutty.
The goalkeeper's not blindfolded. So I don't know if there's ever goals scored.
What? That would be... Like, how do you know where to run for the ball? Are they yelling at you?
I assume, like, maybe the goalkeeper and the coaches.
Yeah. Maybe the... Yeah, right. Maybe. She's forgot the ball.
Look at... I don't know if there's, like, maybe a ring in the ball too, like a little bell or something so they can tell you. Yeah, but, look at the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper's just chilling.
You talk to the ref, you got no idea.
So yeah, blind football. Wow. I don't know if it's in Australia, but maybe.
Cut that out also, I don't like it.
And the other one, obviously Anzac Day's just passed. Thursday, lest we forget. Obviously, 2-up, great day. Always good to play 2-up. My little thought I had about Anzac Day, specifically 2-up, I reckon there should be another day where the government says it's legal, but they don't tell you till like the week of. So you're just like, and it's on has to be on a sad day. So like, it doesn't ruin the work sheet, but it's just like, it's just like randomly like 2-up. And then like September hits and it's like September 30th, 2-up is allowed. And then everyone's just like, fuck yeah.
Huge ring on Saturday. Everyone's there. It's like another Anzac Day. We'll go to the dawn service. We'll put one on.
Just go, yeah. You just got to go. Or maybe that's what you have to do. On the ramp, you have to go to like wake up early in the morning, go to a dawny, and then only those people can go to 2-up.
Wow.
Because imagine that would be elite. Like you just, like imagine if it's like during winter too.
Yeah.
Like it's just like shit June weather. You're like, fuck this is shit.
No one wants to do anything.
And then it's just like government's just like, breaking news, 2-up this sad day. It's just like, nation's mood just lifts.
They need to get the boys into the government. I think that's where we need to be.
That fuck. Or we can do a vote. We just send it. Fuck voting for the next Prime Minister. Let's vote for another 2-up day.
Yeah, another 2-up day. I back that.
And then a couple would you rathers I had. Would you rather wake up as the opposite sex once a month or wake up in a strange place once a year?
When the strange place is that like dangerous?
I guess like, it could also just be some random, like it could just be like fucking, I don't know, a park bench in like Adelaide or something like that.
But and then have to make it home from the place or can I hang out for 24 hours, wake up the next day back in my own bed?
I didn't really say, but I reckon you've got to make
the trip home. That's
to be fair, but like, I think I'd go the strange. Strange. Like,
place.
Yeah.
It'd be a bit of an adventure.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, I like you've that. Either had Because that's what
I hope that happens. Actually, I hope I got tomorrow somewhere wild ass.
But also, I was thinking like maybe you've ended up in a strange place because you were on big the night before, sort of thing. So does that also count as
that has happened?
Like, imagine waking up in like fucking Vietnam. Oh. You're like, how the fuck did I get here? But then you could also wake up in Vegas.
Yeah. You go, perfect. I'm not going anywhere. I'll wait around for the footy.
I'll wait another year to see where I wake up next year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to the strange place for sure.
Yeah, I'll go to the strange place.
Opposite sex.
It'd be a wig out for... You'd hate to... Yeah.
And like, what are you going to do in a day?
Oh, I'd hate to talk about what I do to myself in a day. You wouldn't want to know.
Are you... I wouldn't do it, but
yeah.
If you were this type of mate, would you? If you wake up in the opposite, would you try and honey trap like one of the boys?
Yeah, you'd fuck with them for sure. You'd go around the back and knock on the front door and be like, hey.
Just start spitting out like the deep dark secrets.
Oh, that would be,
Would you try and fuck one of the boys?
You'd try, you'd get him right there, and then you'd guess what?
Imagine, but like you fuck one of the boys that night. Next morning, you wake up back on that. No.
Yeah, you're just moving out. You're moving country, I reckon.
And then the other one. This one's a tough one. Would you rather be allergic to the sun or allergic to sweat?
Oh,
I couldn't decide because I was thinking about it. Like, you're allergic to... Like, if you say you're allergic to sweat, you get to go out in the sun, but you're going to sweat, so you're fucking going to break out.
Yeah, yeah. But then you could never do anything. You'd never sweat.
Yeah, and then, like, if you're allergic to sweat, you can go out, but then you're going to sweat if it's fucking a hot day. I think I would go just for lifestyle, even though I'd hate it because I wouldn't be able to, like, exercise or anything. I'd have to go sweat.
Yeah, because you've got to be outside. But then, like, could you go to the pub on a hot day? Like, imagine standing in a two-up circle. You couldn't.
Yeah, you'd be fucking bright red. Yeah. Just puffing up. You're in the middle fucking...
I mean, you could surf. You could just go surf and drive straight to the beach, jump straight in the water. You're not sweating out there.
Yeah, I think sweat has... Yeah, I'd rather be allergic to sweat, but like either one, shit.
Yeah, that would suck.
And then...
Or you go to the sun and move to England or something where there's never any sun.
And then... any jokes?
Oh, no, I don't know. One of you would.
Nah, I haven't got one. Oh, I was thinking about doing one, and I was like, fuck, I can't be bothered.
No, I fully forgot. I was too good on the things too, that
work. Too keen to get them off my chest. Just serious. Yeah. Just serious. What fucking pisses me off.
Cut this shit out.
And that's this week, baby. Went longer than I was expecting, actually. Just under 50 minutes, baby. Nice. Enjoy it. Nice. I'll see you next week. Hopefully. Fuck. Actually, I don't know. Hopefully we'll be back. Not too sure. We'll see how the schedules line up, but we'll be hopefully recording with the boys. Hopefully full crew will get together.
Full crew, 98.
Yeah, a couple of months.
I'm locked into the Central Coast of Newcastle for a couple of months now. I'm not going anywhere. I'm over it.
Anyway, baby, see you next week. 5 stars for the boys.